Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and hopefully this is coming through loud and clear. This is my last show in staying in our little basement apartment, and we move at the end of this week, April 1st, actually. No April Fool's about that. So let me do my tuning in chant to start. Om Namo Gurudev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me, and it's within all of us, everywhere, all of us, within all of us. Ah, it's a beautiful feeling. Oh, now I feel like I should sing the Mr. Rogers song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor, would you be mine? Anyway, it's actually a beautiful day outside. It's sunny. There's no rain out there. It's absolutely blue sky. So much fun. So anyway, so much shifting going on. It just feels really exciting and fun and kind of like finally, yay, and just a good all-around feeling. A lot of processing and healing and clearing, and you know, it's all good. It can be hard at times in the middle of the whole thing. Oh my gosh. And my husband's been gone for a few days, and I noticed that I seem to really process a little bit more while he's gone, and it actually works out pretty well, because if I need to have a little bit of crying or whatever, I don't have to explain to what's going on, because I can't always explain what's going on. And so anyway, all good. So, we found out yesterday that we're for sure moving to our new place on Friday, April Fool's Day, April 1st. Woo-hoo! I kind of like it that it's April 1st. That feels really fun to me, like a fun cosmic joke or something. It feels like huge shifts, and it's like the first day of the second quarter if you're an accountant type. Just so much good stuff. I went yesterday over to see the place. They had the final inspection, and gosh, it's just going to be really fun. I get really excited about getting settled in, and Jim and I are both real excited about just, you know, we know there's no rush. We, you know, since we're retired, we can just take our time. I'm excited. We've going to get a long couch. We've only had like a love seat for a long time, and we really like, we discovered staying at our friend's house, so we really like cozying up on a long couch together. And it's like small but big, you know, and feels very fun. Our little new yard is little. I mean, it's about the cutest little darn thing. It can't be more than maybe, 20 by 20 or 25 by 25 little square backyard. There's a fabulous next door willow tree that's in the other person's yard, but it overlooks our yard facing west. And just kind of fun stuff. One of the other things I'm super, super excited about is we'll have two bedrooms, so we'll have a guest room. And that guest room, when it's not the guest room, will be kind of like my room where I can do coaching with people, angel readings, can do my radio show every week. It just feels so exciting. It's like kind of like one of those things I've longed for, but, you know, made do. Things have been good. We lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Portland, and it was a big enough bedroom that I was able to carve out a little corner. Jim helped me create a little space for myself where I had my own little corner with my little chair that I could sit in and talk to people. So anyway, the other thing that's going to happen this year, I've got all this stuff kind of just swirling around, exciting. I'm going to do more work with people more. And so I don't know what I'm going to call it because it's not angel readings so much. I call myself a life guide. I don't know if that's it. Cosmic consultant. I don't know if that's it. Who knows? We'll find out. And I'll bring my website back up, elizabethsadhu.com. And, you know, it just kind of feels like time. I've had to have this period of just a deep introspection. And then, there's something about moving into our new house that feels like it's a big click of shift of energy, getting into this space that's going to feel super supportive and lovely energy there. I've had this idea for a little while about teaching a class that I'm excited about, and it will be a little bit Kundalini yoga, a little bit chanting meditation, and a little bit of dancing. And I think I'm going to call it Energized Body, Mind, Spirit, and kind of a way to be in touch with your body, to get all the pieces in. I kind of had envisioned it as a way to really start out your day where you get super, you know, you stretch and you get super grounded and meditate and then energize yourself by some fun dancing and about appreciation, too, for your body and movement. So anyway, that's something I'm looking at moving into also. It just feels very exciting. There's just lovely, lovely stuff going on. I know it's not just me. I know there's many, many out there who get it. You know, we're shifting into this new earth and working on a different dimension. I just read a super interesting article. I think it was a Tom Kenyon article, the sound healing guy. And talking about he gets information through the Hathors, and I just found it very pertinent about shifting from 3D where we've all been into moving into 4D, 5D, and just kind of what that means. And I don't know if I can even describe it exactly, but it really kind of clicked for me about, you know, like seeing ourselves in a different way as we move into a different dimension, a new earth. It's about seeing ourselves in a whole new way, you know, that I've talked a lot on the show about my physical being and, you know, the heavy, you know, holding some weight and stuff. And I just got really, really clear that as I'm shifting into a different dimension, that I just won't see myself the same way. I won't feel the same way. I mean, I've already been doing that so much. And there has been a lot of shifting going on, especially in the last few weeks. But I'm just getting so clear that this physical body in particular and this physical being is, oh gosh, how do you describe it? It's just this different kind of lightness feeling, this I'm not heavy. I'm exactly as I'm meant to be right now, and I can feel light or I can feel heavy. You know, it's really my choice. And there's something about being in the 5D and new earth that's really different feeling. And and I noticed that there are times when it's interesting. I'll see myself being in 3D. I'll be in 3D and I'll be with people who are really functioned in 3D. And I find myself, there's times I want to argue, but I kind of mostly don't say much. And it can be any. I've noticed that it's showing up more in friends commenting on they see someone as really beautiful, or, oh, look, they just have a perfect figure or whatever. And I see the person as, I don't see them as beautiful, and I don't see them as I see him as emaciated, like almost skeletal, like way too thin. And I thought that was interesting. I had there was even a thing that came up recently, where there were a couple guys and they were kind of commenting on each other about how, oh, you look really fit. You must work out a lot. And I realized it's because they were both skinny. They were both just these skinny, tall, skinny guys. And I just thought, oh, brother, whatever, you know. I didn't say anything, but I just kind of laughed at myself. And I thought, you know what? I have a strong, beautiful body that is working for me. And it's all good. It's like it doesn't matter in a way what its shape is, you know. It's voluptuous, which is totally fine. It's strong, which is great. You know, I'm excited about getting even more fit. And, you know, as we get moved and settled and do more walking and hiking and cycling, I had such a fun day yesterday cycling around my new town. Feels so achievable. It's just this sweet, small town. It's not overwhelming to me, which I felt that in Portland. It was kind of like I would hole up a lot there because I felt overwhelmed by going anywhere in Portland. Anyway, that's done. That's all good. So anyway, this moving into this 5D, just, you know, and it's not even moving into it. It's I'm in it. I feel that I'm in it. This big shift, you know. I'm realizing too over time, over the last however long, that I have been in it more and more as time goes by, and I see things in a different way. And I know that, you know, it doesn't always help that I don't connect with that many people, at least not on this level. I mean, I'm really good at connecting with humans and chatting with them and stuff. But at the same time, I don't really reveal my whole, you know, that inner true being because, you know, I can't. I have a couple of people, and that's okay. You know, I can't. As time goes on, I'll have more folks to connect with about this kind of stuff. And anyway, probably if anyone is listening now, how many of you, either you can relate or you can't, that's okay. And if you can't relate, you probably already hung up. So anyway, I'm just having this image of, we've had this dear friend let us stay in his basement apartment for the last month, and it's been so lovely of him. We are super appreciative, and but it's kind of like this feeling of coming out of the basement, coming out of the hole, coming out of the dark into the light, you know. Our new place is a two-story house, and there's something really lovely about being upstairs and kind of being above the other houses and looking a little bit into the trees and stuff. And that was one of the things we really liked about our Portland apartment, was we were on the second floor, and so we looked into the trees, which was super sweet. So anyway, the lady just told me I have about a minute or so left, and the angels are saying they have so enjoyed being here, all of us together, because they say that whatever comes from me is from them also, and they're saying I could do a chant to end. Okay. They're saying to do the chant that's kind of like, I started thinking of it as the Rotor Rooter chant. It's the one as we move as we are ascending, it helps us in ascension. It's clearing, it's Rotor Rootering out old stuff. This is for all of us. We're moving to new earth. So here we go. Tapia Najai Kita Nahoe Ape Up Naranjana Soe Jinasevia Tanapaya Ma Kagavia Uninada Gavia Sunia Manarakia Bao Dukapara Harasukarale Guru Mukanadam Guru Makavedam Guru Makavia Samai Guru Isur Guru Gora Kabarama Guru Parabati Mai. na ka na hi ke na katana jai gura ekade bujai sabana jia ka ekadasa so may visit an ajai. Many, many blessings and much love to us all. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.